first day of school in my junior English class. We walked in, sat down, and written on the board was this sentence. 'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. If you have taken English, you may have run across the poem Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. That is the first sentence from this poem. And so we sat and looked at this, and the teacher came in and showed us, pointed to the sentence and said, "Tell me, what is the subject of this sentence?" And we kind of looked as like, no, we don't recognize any of these words, but we could pick out the subject of the sentence, and we pointed it out, and the teacher then says, "Well, why is that the subject? What makes that the subject and out of all the other words?" And this continued until we kept answering the questions, but the teacher told us nothing. He only asked questions. Once we, kind of got to why the subject of the sentence was the subject of the sentence, he says, "Okay, what's the verb of the sentence?" And he said, "Well, why is that the verb?" And we went through the same process. For the entire week, our first week of junior English, our teacher did not tell us any answers, only ask us questions about this one sentence. It was about 2 days into the school year when the students came up to me and said, is he like this at home too? Does he do the same thing to you at home?" Because see, the teacher of my junior English class was my father. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I am Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, and this place, the Monday Morning Mindset, I share ideas, encouragement, and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset does determine your success, whatever you do, and it is a skill you can learn. You can change and develop a strong mindset. Our education system, especially in the United States, has trained all of us to find the right answer. Ever since we've been in school, the whole point, and this from my memory anyway, is here are the answers you need to know, and you need to find the right answer. You need to know the right answer so that when we ask you on the test, you can repeat it back to us. That's the sum total of most of our education system. Find the right answer. And in my book, I say that the education system teaches you to find the first right answer. So when you come to the first right answer, you put it on the test and you go on to the next question where you're supposed to know the right answer for that one too. The answers that we have collected through our lifetime, and it's more than school too. I mean, our society's kind of built that too. There are answers out there. You need to find them. These answers make up a framework in your mind, in my mind. We all have this framework of this is the way the world works. All of those answers together are the framework of here's how the world works, and I know the answers to the questions of how things are supposed to be. The answers that you know make up the framework of your life. Another word for framework is a matrix. Now, if you've ever seen the movie The Matrix, I use this word intentionally because the answers that you know keep you living in that matrix. It's the framework of where you live. The matrix is boundaries beyond which you shall not go. And there is a reason that our education system trained you to look for the first right answer. Because it makes us much more compliant. In fact, if you've ever read Robert Kiyosaki's book, he says that our education system was designed to train people to work in factories and to train people for the military. I think it was called the Prussian system was what we were modeled after. It's designed to make us, learn how to follow orders and be good, productive soldiers and workers. That's the purpose of our education system. Now, my dad was my junior English teacher. I went to school where my dad was a teacher, and I chose to have my dad for junior English. And people would say, why would you do that? I said, my dad was a great teacher. When people would, you know, people would find out my dad was a teacher, and they would say, well, what do you teach? And meaning the question, you know, what they expected was my dad to say, well, I teach English. But my dad would always say, I teach students how to think. Yeah, you know, consider that. That's different than, I mean, so my dad was kind of counterculture even for his day. Because he didn't teach people how to find the right answer. He taught people how to ask questions. And my dad taught me, and people ask me, the kids, students who ask me, you know, is he like this at home? I said, yes, he's like this at home. My dad taught me the power of asking questions. And he also, you know, because of, you know, the way I grew up, is that you don't stop asking questions when you come to the first right answer. There's, and there, you may have had some college professors who would do the same thing. That is part of the power of studying literature as an English major. That's probably why I got into, became an English major. Because you approach literature to ask questions about life and what is there, and to try to find, and you ask, so you ask questions of the text. And it's the same thing with poetry. I mean, That is what, you know, thinking is about, is asking questions. And my dad's teaching style was to ask questions. And I learned it from him. And when I was growing up, I learned how to ask questions back to him. And so some of our discussions, some of our conversations, I don't know what my mom thought, but we would oftentimes have conversations. He would bring up something. What do you think about this? And instead of saying what I thought about that, I would ask a question about it. And he would ask a question back to me. And we would go back and forth. And we learned how to ask questions to make, you know, so our questions revealed what line of thinking we were going after. And we would oftentimes come to a, you know, not necessarily a conclusion, but a resolution of like, well, it could be this way. But there could be more questions that we haven't thought of yet. So what does all this have to do? What does junior English and asking, what does this have to do with mindset? Because, you know, this is the Monday morning mindset. What does this have to do? Well, you have to ask better questions if you want to get out of the matrix. Yes, the matrix, that thing that we're all operating within, the matrix that we all find ourselves in this world. Tony Robbins, a great motivator, motivational speaker, transformational coach, he was the one who said, the quality of your life is a direct reflection of the questions you are asking of yourself. So I'm going to read that again. The quality of your life, the life that you have, how good your life is a direct reflection of the questions that you're asking. Now, so I'm going to say, if the matrix life, if you're living your life in the matrix, because you've got your routine, you've got your job, you've got your family, you've got your friends, you kind of say, I know how the world works and I have accepted my place in it. I see most people I talk to, I mean, as I go through, you know, go out in the world and just, you know, interact with people, most people I run across have this mindset. You know, I got my life. It's good. I mean, it could be better, but it's not terrible. Life's going along. And yeah, I know there's problems, but, you know, what can I do about it? The term accepted my place, and they don't maybe wouldn't say it quite this way, but they're satisfied with life. When you are satisfied with life, when you have accepted your place in the matrix, when you've accepted your place in the world, you have stopped asking yourself high value questions. So the questions are, you know, what will I do this weekend? What am I going to have for lunch? Where will we go on vacation this year? Should I try to find a new job? Do I need to fertilize the yard this year? Do you know, there are all of those questions that are just mundane matrix questions. They keep you in the matrix. So what are high value questions? What if the questions you're asking are keeping you in the matrix, what do you need to do to maybe move out of the matrix? A couple I came up with. What could I do to live a truly epic life? Ask yourself that question. And then the thing is about our minds, the way our minds are working. Tony Robbins, you know, has talked about this. I've talked about this. When you ask a question, your mind immediately starts looking for answers. That's the way our minds are designed. Our minds are designed to seek answers. And so, you know, the education system providing you answers is like a drug. It kind of lulls you into, yeah, I know all the answers. I know the answers that I need to know to get by in life. And asking questions kind of shakes that up, because your brain has to work. Your mind has to work. So if you ask yourself, what could I do? What do I do to live a truly epic life? What do I have to do differently? Your mind will begin working to find an answer to that question. Your life will begin to change because you've asked a question that is something to get you out of the matrix. Or another question is, how can I get in the best shape of my life and have fun doing it? Ask yourself that question. Keep asking that question. You will find out a way that will change your physical makeup. You will find a way to do it, because your mind will, when you ask questions, your mind starts setting yourself to find that answer. And you, when you direct your life by questions, you will find the answers that will make you better. Another question, how can I be the best version of myself and at the same time connect with other people who are working for that same goal to be the best version of themselves? What do I need to do to see the matrix that I have created and get free? These are the kinds of questions that I call high-value questions that will move you out of the matrix and create, and you can craft your questions in a way that will direct your life to what you want it to be. Because for a lot of people, you know, yes, they've accepted their place in life, they're satisfied with life, but they're really just kind of on a slow slide into letting their bodies break down until they eventually die. And as William Wallace said, or Mel Gibson in the movie Braveheart, everyone dies, so few of us really live. The thing is, I want to live until I die. I don't want to accept the matrix that I have to just be in this world and accept the fact that it's just a slow march to death. See, once you get out of the matrix in your mind, you'll start seeing the matrix in the world and how it's manipulated your thinking. And you'll also see that the people around you know how to use the tools the matrix has, the tools of the matrix, to benefit them and use you. There are tools out there. You know it. You've probably experienced it. You've felt it. That people use the tools of the matrix to use you for their benefit. The most obvious of these is advertising and news and politics. There is a marketing framework. In fact, you can learn marketing. If you learned this in college, or even, you know, I studied it after just on my own trying to market my business. The marketing framework is abbreviated PAS. This stands for pain, agitate, and offer the solution. And if you start asking questions about the matrix, you'll begin to see this pattern in advertising, in news, and in politics. Whoever is talking will bring up something that will make you feel pain. Now, usually it's just mental. You're just imagining it, but you can imagine. I mean, most of us can imagine a lot. And in fact, if you don't think you have a good imagination, just look at what the things you worry about. Worry is imagination put to a negative purpose. So the world around you, if they use this framework, they will do things that will make you think you are in pain, make you feel like you're in pain, and they'll even then agitate and make it feel worse to get you all stirred up emotionally when you have this turmoil emotionally, and then they will offer their solution. Now, whether it's toothpaste or a car or drugs, you know, the drug companies are great at this. Ask your doctor about this drug. It may cause blindness. It may cause death. Those are the side effects, but you ask anyway, because you might need this drug. Because the pain that they have caused in your psyche and agitated is worse than the side effects. And people, it works. They wouldn't be paying the money to advertise these drugs this way if it wasn't doing it. And so think about this. We've been trained. I mean, our school trains us to find the answer. This marketing framework gives you the pain. They stir it up, give you the solution. The solution is the answer. The answer to solve your problems of the pain that they have made you feel to get you to buy whatever they're selling. Now, it could be a product, could be just to influence your opinion, to vote for them, or to have a certain opinion about things in the world. This is the matrix that we live in. And so the mind, and I say that, you know, the mindset is the story that you tell yourself about yourself. The thing is that your story is created out of what you know to be true. Those answers that you know inside the matrix is what you use to create your story about yourself, who you are. So the way to change your mindset, the way to change your life, is to ask better questions. So now I come down to the very end. What am I going to say? You know, it's not just ask better questions. Ask yourself. This could be, if you want to change your life, here is a question. You can craft your own, but here's one that I'm going to give you. Who could you become? And put it in your personally. Who could I become if I set myself free from the matrix? Say it to yourself that way. Who could I become, or who could I be, if I set myself free from the matrix to change my mindset? Start with this question. Now, this is if you want to, some people I know is like they're satisfied with life, but if you want to have an epic life, start with this question. Who could I become if I set myself free from this matrix that I've been trained in all my life? Start with this question. The path to your answer will lie in the questions that you ask, because the questions that you ask will get you there if you ask high-value questions. Thank you a lot for listening. I will see you next time.